Welcome, friends. Today, the jets are flying. It's the sound of freedom.
From Surprise, Arizona, you're listening to Hijo House Call with your hosts, Josh Mead and Heather Dietz.
Mama and Dada.
Wow, you know what? You have a really good voice. You should be in voiceover.
Thank you. You know, I always thought about it.
Right?
I thought I'd be really good at it.
Well, all my friends say I have a really good voice, so I can pretty much, you just talk, right? It's not that hard.
Totally. Yeah. You just have to be able to like read and talk.
Okay. Seriously? How many times do we get told that?
Pretty much any time you're introduced and say that you do voiceover as a living. Oh man, I've always wanted to do that.
I remember, I don't know, a couple months ago when your parents moved here and there was some rando.
Yeah.
We were in the back of the moving truck and
the neighbor.
Moving things. We were sweaty and gross and the neighbor decided to come in and not help, just chat.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
started telling us about his whole life and that he's, I think he was in the Army. I think he worked at Luke.
Yeah, at the Air Force Base.
Air Force Base.
It's right here.
And then, of course, we were like, oh, yeah, we're, you know, we didn't tell him until he asked. We don't typically tell people.
No.
Oh yeah, I've always wanted to do that. I think I could be really good at voiceover.
I could do that. And then they're like, "What is it? What does that mean?"
Everybody wants to do it, but they don't know what it is. I mean, it's
what do
that's
you do?
True. Guess if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
What do we do?
Oh,
what do we do? What is the bulk of our work? Would you say
the bulk of our work is auditioning and stressing out that we didn't book the job because we were perfect for it.
Always.
And why were they not choosing me? Because I know
always.
I was better than every single other person in the entire world.
You know, you have like that epic audition where you just, you finish it and you're like, yeah, that's me. That's mine.
And there's no chance that there's another 500 amazing, awesome voiceover actors who got that same audition who
they
absolutely
killed it. Yeah.
None of them did.
Yeah.
So why didn't they pick me?
It's the grind, man.
Oh, man. Yes. However, I have it on my wall and I'm pointing at it. It is one of the greatest sayings. I'm not really one for like affirmations and sayings and all these kinds of things, but I do have one and it's sitting here right here.
Do tell.
Worrying is literally betting against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that.
No,
and
it's true.
I try to believe that, I guess I should say. I believe it, but
you
I don't
remind
actively,
yourself.
You know, work that way. But
yeah,
what do? We absolutely, we work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people think that we don't, or may think we don't, or they don't know what we do.
Okay, so that Facebook life is us in the pool in the middle of the week, but truly we work 7 days a week.
Right, on vacation.
Yeah, on vacation. We don't have regular office hours, so if something comes in and it needs to be done.
And it does, often.
We do it. It doesn't matter if it's a Sunday at 8 o'clock at night, it happens.
Right, but that's by choice.
Absolutely, it's by choice.
Golden handcuffs. Right?
Yes.
I was told that by the amazing Dan Nachtrab. Told me about golden handcuffs. And to this day, I still think about it all the time. But what I was saying is there are a lot of people that I know who the appearance of being busy, they leverage that in their careers as making themselves feel a little more important than they need to be.
Oh, sure.
Right? If I could do the job, like I just got two jobs that came in right now.
Sure.
And I need to get them done as soon as I can.
Would
these clients, these specific clients be okay if I had these back within 24 hours, like sometime tomorrow morning? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that's not the way that we do our business.
And it never has been, ever.
No.
I will get them done as soon as we're done this.
Yep.
I will jump right in the booth and I'll start working.
Because why wouldn't you?
Well, exactly. But I know some people think that if you do it right away or if you're available right away, it means that you're not working or you don't have anything else going on. So the illusion of, you know, success or the illusion.
I'll put you in my queue and I'll get to you.
I'm going to do my best. I'll get to you when I can, but I have so much going on. I'm so busy right now.
Yeah, but you can also prioritize in... Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But for me, I've never thought it that way.
No.
I've always been like, yes, you want to hire me? I'm going to do it right now for you. I'm going to get it done.
I'm going to make it easy for you and expedite your process. And
And I think
it's good customer service.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love back in the day, our customer service call center days?
Oh my gosh. So many great memories, but I could never do it again.
You say great memories, but you kind of look like you're about to throw up in your mouth right there. Okay, let's be real here.
I think I did a little bit.
Yeah. We had a lot of call center jobs. And as most, probably most actors have either gone the waitressing route or call center. I've never been a waiter.
Call centers are great though because they're 24 hours, so and then you can work off hours.
Yeah, we worked the late shifts, right? Yeah. Six to two or graveyard. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
So you still had all day to audition and not book jobs. It's great. Right? Did you ever river a waiter or a waitress?
Me? No, yeah. I'm way too clumsy.
You did retail? You were a Gap girl for a bit?
Yeah, I was a Gap girl addicted to caffeine pills. It was a great
time. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We don't advise you to have, stay alert? No,
that's like that.
No doze.
It's like that Saved by the Bell when Jesse.
Oh, man.
That was me working at Gap.
You're living your Saved by the Bell life.
I'm sorry, Mom and
Dad.
Was
it Jesse Spano? Spano? Yeah. Is that right?
Spano, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a few no-dose wake-ups. What are they? Wake-ups, I think.
Wake-ups.
So I think there were wake-ups in the beginning, the Canadian version. So yeah, I grew up in Canada, and I worked at Safeway when I was just a young buck, 15 to 19 when I left, which was great. It was an amazing job.
Good.
It was so fun. It was tough sometimes, but we could, if you needed some stuff for like, to help you in your day, you need some tape, you need some these kinds of things to help do your job. It's fine. You just write it in a little book that you're using.
What?
Yeah, it was part of the customer service thing. If you needed whatever it was,
and you just take it from.
Yeah, you take it and then you inventory it and you say, okay, I used this roll of duct tape.
But you can't take no-dos and stuff.
They allowed it.
No,
they did. Wake ups, man. It was on our list of accepted or approved things.
Because they want you to be peppy?
I suppose they want us to be ready to go.
Oh,
so
my
we did that.
Goodness.
And it was awesome when I was, you know.
Even as a kid, they let you take that?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not right.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe it was just my manager at the time was
maybe
like,
your
yeah,
manager
go
was like,
it.
Yeah, go faster.
Whatever, bro.
Get those carts.
Pick up those carts. Those buggies. That's what they call them. Buggies.
Oh, buggies.
You're on buggy duty.
What are they? Send backs or whatever?
Go backs?
Go backs. There you go.
That's, yeah.
Oh, my.
Man. That was fun times.
See, I didn't know that about you. We've learned something new.
Nice.
After 150 years.
Slave way. I called it slave way.
Slave way.
Me and my boy Eskimo Dan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not meant to be a racist comment or anything. I'm sorry if I offended anybody. Back then it was okay.
Oh my God.
He was always cold. Danny.
That should be my
so
nickname.
So he always wore this. We had these gigantic parkas, big red Safeway parkas that we'd always have to wear. And he would put it over his head and tighten it up is the hood as tight as he possibly could. And it was literally just like his eyes and maybe his nose showing.
Oh.
So anyways, yeah, Danny.
Danny. Oh, I remember going to the playground with him.
Yep.
That sounds weird, but we were adults.
Yeah. All right, Danny. But yeah, voiceover. So everybody thinks they want to do it or
should be able to do it.
And that's not the case. I mean, we barely do it.
That's not true.
Jokes.
We do it all day, every day.
We do. Yeah. And I think the biggest question after like, whoa, that's a real job.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's not. Yeah. Sidebar. Try to buy a house as a voiceover actor.
Oh.
Not one voiceover actor, but two voiceover actors
as
our full-time
like,
jobs.
You don't make any money.
They're like, so you guys are poor is what you're saying.
So
you don't have a real job?
You're a waiter?
Yeah. So it did work out. Props to some amazing producers in LA that really went the extra mile. You know who you are.
I was just going to say that.
You know who you are.
Right? I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like, how do I do it? How do I get into voiceover? What do I need to do? Well, it's going to sound kind of like harsh, but you need to quit your day job.
Yeah.
You need to not be an electrician and a voiceover actor, or, you know, you need to jump in with both feet. I feel like that goes for any career, really.
Absolutely.
Right?
You have to have the time to commit to it. Otherwise, you're not going to be available. So when opportunities come up, you're not going to be the person that
can knock it out right away.
Yeah.
Circle back to what we just said. Beautiful.
Exactly.
Like it.
Oh,
so
full circle.
Right. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing that for me just frustrates me, and I hate it that actors get a bad rap of being an aspiring actor, an aspiring voiceover person.
Yeah.
Like, you ever seen an aspiring dentist or an aspiring...
I don't think I would go to an aspiring dentist.
Sanitation waste engineer. Like, either you are or you're not.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's, for me, that was the big thing, is I was like, okay, this
is... It offends
is
you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's cute. You're trying to be a voiceover actor or an actor.
Go
get them, buddy.
What's your real job?
Exactly. So for me, it was jumping in 100%.
Mm-hmm. Which you did.
Which I had to.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I tell everybody. Well, I don't think. That is what I tell people I got to do it.
Yeah.
What about you? When people, if people ask you, which I'm sure they do all the time.
They do.
What would your number one?
I think you have to not take yourself too seriously when you're doing it. Like, it is a business and it is serious, but you have to have that sense of fun and be able to let things roll off, because you'll get bogged down in the no's, because there are so many no's.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Well, to your point, I just got an email saying, hey, hold off. We're going to cut this. Don't read this one.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
So that's one job that I thought I had. And they're like, nope, we're not going to anymore. Thanks.
Just kidding.
Right. So
that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Can't be emotionally attached.
Right.
The jobs.
Another thing I think when people don't really commit to it is they think, yeah, I have an iPhone.
Oh,
I can do it. I can. Yeah. Can I do my own demo? I'll just quickly, you know, read some stuff and I'll put my own demo together on my iPhone. And
sure.
Before you know it, I'm going to be signed with an LA agent.
It'll be totally fine, right?
I'm going to be on, you know, Pixar's next big film.
Yeah. And I'll just go to the studio and I'll record.
Well, of course.
Right now, you kind of need to have your own equipment and your own 100%, studio.
100% agree.
Yeah.
And we were so fortunate that we were able to do that even back when we weren't. We were ramping up pretty quickly. We're doing well. I think it was 2014.
We've had our own home studio for years.
So Heather's brother, Aaron, came up from California, and one weekend he jumped on a plane and was like, let's just build you one, man.
Banged it out, man. That was like some fast construction.
And it was awesome.
Did.
So we had a rental house up in Sherwood, Oregon, and it was this studio, or became a studio. It was just a second bedroom, and it was a good, I want to say 8x8.
It was good.
You know,
it was
awesome.
And tall
for what we needed, it was beautiful. Yeah. It was so good. We didn't have jets here. We have jets. We live right
we
by
have
Luke
jets here,
Air Force Base.
You might hear them.
So there you go. But it was so good, and it made me feel so legit.
And we could both fit in the booth and record together, which was nice.
And we've done a few where we were holding our child at the time. Believe it or not, right? The little baby Bjorn.
Oh, that's true.
Right? It's big enough, and you've done some. I've done tons of commercials nowadays. Mm-hmm. Eli, he's six. He will just sit, or Ev, who's two, will just sit. The booth trolls, we call them.
The booth trolls.
They'll just sit in the corner, and they'll just have a little book, or they just like to be there. Just to be like, hey, can I talk now? Can I talk?
You gotta be quiet. Still like a statue.
Which, of course, sidebar, Eli was the wonderful intro for the podcast.
They both were.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Farming out our children to work.
I mean,
love that.
It's all fun.
Yes. So my advice to any beginner was, and is, and always will be, you just have to commit to it. You have to jump in and just do it.
Do it. And see if you like it.
True.
Right?
And it's not a, it's, you know, it's acting, of course, but it's not a, it's not like film acting or TV acting. I have some friends who are film actors and TV actors, and everybody knows who they are. You see them and it's super glamorous and cool, which it is to a point. And for them, it's work. And I know one specifically I'm talking about up in Vancouver works on stuff all the time. Yeah. And it's like anything else. It's like, okay, well, this is cool. But now I want to do
something
different.
Yeah.
So voiceover, don't get into it thinking that you're going to become this big famous voiceover person, or that you're going to get to go walk down red carpets on, like I said, Pixar, DreamWorks. Like, that's not going to happen. Especially nowadays. How long can we go where we don't even talk to real people or see real people?
Oh, weeks.
How about our agent here in Arizona? Our agent. when was the last time we met her?
Well, we've actually never met her in real life.
Exactly.
In person.
And so we've had her since the day we lived here, the day we moved here.
We've talked to her on the phone many times, but...
But we've never once met in person.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a perfect...
Yeah, because you don't have to.
No.
Which is why you can have clients all over the country, all over the world, really.
Yeah.
Which...
If you have a home studio.
If you have a home studio.
A legit home studio, though.
Yes.
And when I say legit, it doesn't have to be like, we thankfully now have this big, beautiful blue studio bricks isolation chamber that I dreamt about when I first started voiceover.
Yeah,
and we have it,
pretty.
And I love it, and I'm so excited that we have it.
Yeah.
But...
You don't
the
have
very
to have
first
that.
Closet that you helped make and set up with all of the winter clothing
worked
great. I did my very first national commercial aired on Smithsonian Channel for a clock. rock that, like, when the alarm goes off, it's like motorized, so it will jump off your table. Little, Clocky, I think it was called.
Yeah,
the and little it black blasts off your desk.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I did that, and I did a live session where it was just on the phone, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just about to jump into my studio. They didn't know I was in a closet, you know?
And even if they did,
well, what would you do?
If it sounds good, it sounds good.
That's right.
Yeah.
So commit to it, be available, and just do it. Have a good mm-hmm. time, but just do it.
Yep.
Right?
Be consistent. Follow up.
Nice. Sweet. Well, look at that. That's number two in the bag.
Oh, wow. That goes by fast.
I know it does. I like it. I think we have a few things we could probably talk about next time.
It's true. It's true. We'll see you then.
All right. I need a snack.
Bye.